Ouais.
Sur ton poste, tu tournes un peu, c'est à gauche.
88.3 FM.
À ce moment-là, vous branchez votre radio et vous mettez le son sur grosse, grosse sauce.
Vous entendez, monsieur Anderson? Ça, c'est le son de
Radio Campus 88.3. Une programmation,
Radio Campus 88.3 FM. Le moulin à parole. Restitution d'ateliers radiophoniques et paroles partagées. Le moulin à parole.
Le lycée Voltaire sur Radio Campus Orléans.
Et terminale sur la route de Dublin.
Walk to Dublin.
Good morning everyone and welcome to Radio Campus. We are students from the High School Voltaire in Orleans. During our travel in Ireland and more especially in Dublin, we had the opportunity to talk with Dubliners. Thus, in this broadcast, we pleased to invite you to listen our different interviews of locals, such as people we meet in the streets, students from universities, workers and our host families.
Let's explore Dublin, an enchanting city where history, culture and conviviality intertwine to offer us an unforgettable experience. We arrive on Tuesday, May the 14th in Rosslare before driving to Dublin. That first day, we discovered the town and its landmark like Merrion Square, the Liffey River and Temple Bar. We are three servants and in the evening, we meet our family. So Marion, what else did we do?
The next day we visited Croke Park Stadium and its skyline, and then in the afternoon we had a tour of the company Indeed, where we had a chance to meet some of the employees and chat with them. We also visited the Docklands, where most American tech firms have their headquarters. On Thursday morning we visited a museum of Irish history and Trinity College, where we meet students. In the afternoon, we had a long free time.
And during the last day, we went to Dunlary, where we went to see the beach and the port. Then the teacher let us wander around town before having to head back to the port to take the ferry back to France.
Now, let us hear some interviews made in the city by Emre.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to listen our interviews done in Dublin, in which we asked some questions to Dublin citizens and also students to see how do they feel about Dublin.
Oh, hello, what's your name?
My name is Sean.
John, so you don't live in Dublin, but you study in?
Yeah, I'm studying in Dublin.
So, you study in the north part or in the south part?
In the city center, in Trinity College.
Okay. What means of transport do you use in Dublin?
The bus. The bus and the loose.
Mostly?
Mostly the bus.
Is it more easy to use the bus?
Yeah, I think so.
Than the taxi?
Yeah, and quick.
Okay.
What are your favorite place in Dublin?
Probably this park here and Grafton Street.
Why?
Here is nice when it's sunny, and Grafton Street is nice shops.
For you, what is the Dublin biggest defect for you?
Drugs. Definitely drugs, yeah.
Drugs?
What attracts you most of Dublin?
Probably the nightlife. There's lots of pubs to go out in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now let's listen the music Cinema Club by Tudor.
To do, I am leaving.
To Emre with the second interview.
Hello, miss. What's your name?
My name is Emma.
Emma, so do you live in Dublin?
I live just outside of Dublin, but I study in Dublin.
You study in the north or in the south?
In the south. Sorry. Yeah. South.
Trinity College?
Trinity College, yeah.
Is it good?
I love it, yeah.
Okay. What means of transport do you use?
Usually Dublin bus, and I find that it's horrific. It's shit, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What is your favorite place in Dublin?
I love Merrion Square, Stephen's Green, and the Phoenix Park. We've got a lot of nice parks here.
And for you, what is the biggest defect of Dublin?
The prices of everything and public transport.
Okay.
What attracts you the most of Dublin?
I also think the people are very nice. We've got a lot of nice parks, and that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Camille will introduce Amel and Nawel, who made the host family's interview. Let's listen to it.
To find out a little more about life in Dublin, we asked the family who welcomed us.
Hello, can you introduce yourself before we start the interview, please?
Hello, my name is Tracy and I'm host mom in County Meath for these four beautiful girls.
Thank you. The first question is, why did you come to live in the suburb of Dublin?
I moved from Dublin to County Meath because the prices of houses were so much cheaper than Dublin, and it's just a nice place to live.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The second question is, what are the positive and negative points in Dublin?
Negatives are the beautiful people with their gorgeous sense of humor, and the negatives, even though we have beautiful land, the rain, it's too much.
Okay. Well, rain is too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Mom, I think you said negative twice.
The third question. How good is the economy in Ireland?
Not very good. The economy has gotten worse, and the prices of houses have gone up, the price of food, it's harder for people now.
Okay. What activity would you recommend to someone visiting Dublin?
I think you girls have done quite a bit. There's Glendalough, which is beautiful, in County Wicklow. And there's Trinity College in Dublin. There's Grafton Street for the shopping. There's Stephen's Green. Phoenix Park is the biggest park in Europe and so worth a visit.
I visited the Trinity College. It's very good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, in the morning. The last question is: do you like living in Dublin?
Yes, I love living. As much as I've enjoyed traveling to different places, it's always nice to come home, and I do love the Dublin sarcasm personality.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, girls.
The Tracy is the best.
Oh, you girls.
We will listen to students' interviews made by Pauline, Camille and Dismay.
During our trip, we also had the opportunity to visit Trinity College. Trinity College is the oldest university of Ireland, located in Dublin. It was founded in 1592 by Queen Elizabeth I. You can study many subjects such as psychology or political science. And to give you an anecdote, Oscar Wilde, an Irish writer who is one of the best known in the world, studied there. So we were able to interview some students in the college. We met students and we asked them about their studies and their daily life in Dublin. Let's listen to the interviews with Matthew, Kellyanne and Caroline.
So where do you come from and why did you choose this university?
I go first. I'm from Wicklow, which is just south of here. And I chose this university because it's probably the best university in Ireland. It's also the course I want to do is here.
Okay.
Johnny, let's see you.
I chose here because my favorite football player went to this college, okay. Roy Keane. That was the reason.
Okay. And why did you choose?
Come on, Barney, let's hear you.
Oh, me? Why did I choose? Oh, because the course I wanted to do was in this college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the second question is, what are you studying here? What is your studies?
Well, what do I study? Dentistry.
Okay.
I did chemistry.
Okay, all of you?
No, I do accounting.
Okay.
Yeah, business.
Is it complicated to integrate yourself in the university?
Not really, no. I don't think so.
No.
I think there's loads of different teams you can join and like different societies and stuff like
it's
that.
Like so social clubs.
Yeah. Easy enough to kind of make your friends.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
When you come here, did you already have friends or...?
I didn't know either of these.
No.
Okay.
How do you live your student life?
How? That's a good question. Paycheck to paycheck, I'd say.
No.
We go to lectures and then like do this, go for coffees, and we study in the library.
Do you think that Dublin's amenities are designed for students?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, I'd say so. Especially here because we're in the middle of the city, so yeah, it's easy to get around.
Yeah, okay. Just public transport's a bit bad, that's about it.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Now let's listen to the music Put a Little Love on Me by Niall Horan.
We fight, we get high, holding on to love. We came down cause there was nothing holding us. Is it wrong that I still wonder where you are? Is it wrong that I still don't know my heart? Are you all dressed up or nowhere to go? Are your tears falling down when the lights are low? Another Friday night trying to put on a show. Do you hate the weekend cause nobody's calling? I've still got so much love hidden beneath this skin. So darling, little someone put a little love on me.
We will hear the last interview realized in Indeed by Samuel and Youssef.
During our weekend-long school trip to Dublin, we had the opportunity on the third day to interview an employee of the Indeed company. This experience allowed us to discover how this LinkedIn company works in the field of job offers. Indeed is today the world number one job site, extremely used in France, accessible to all, both job seekers and employers. Indeed offers about 1 million job offers each month. The company had office is located in Texas and is present in 60 countries around the world. With office in Paris and London and in Europe, its largest office in Dublin.
Indeed, offer its employees several significant benefits. In Ireland, where mutual insurance companies are not mandatory, the company offers good insurance even if it is not as well reimbursed as in France. There is not compulsory retirement and social security average. However, Indeed has recently improved its vacation condition for an unlimited vacation model to 25 basic days and now to 30 days. Employees are not obliged to come to the office 5 days a week. The contract stipulates schedule from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. but flexibility is guaranteed as long as the work is done. In addition, many discounts are offered to employees. However, working at Indeed also has some disadvantage. There is less job security with frequent layoffs. Indeed, this year, the company made its first dismissal for economic reasons, affecting about 1,000 people worldwide, working condition and remuneration. Despite this negative aspect, Indeed renewed for its good working condition. Employees' salaries vary between 3,200 and 4,200 euros, and housing costs in Dublin, about 760, are relatively affordable compared to other cities.
All in all, we hope you liked our podcast and therefore our work. To finish, we would like to thank people who helped us to create it. All the people we interviewed in the streets, all of the professors who accompanied us and organized the travel with the help of the region Centre-Val de Loire and its grants which allowed us to make this beautiful travel in Ireland.
But you forgot someone.
Yes, I forgot to thank Radio Campus to welcome us in their studios in order to make this podcast. Finally, we want to thank all of the students who worked hard to produce it.
Le lycée Voltaire sur Radio Campus Orléans.
Et terminal sur la route de Dublin.
Walk to Dublin.
stand in the way. I wanna tell you now that I cannot ignore your eyes. And there's a love that I could share in this moment of our lives. And even if the scene has changed, it's always gonna feel the same. And baby, we should seize this moment. Only memories last when time's sped away. So
Not fail my life. If you're not strong, I'm motivated, God's strength. All demons.